Hey, our next speaker is a true leader in chiropractic. He's a force at Sherman College. He's created a life dedicated to driving chiropractic forward. You need to know who he is and have him on your team. Even if you don't know him, he's already on your team. So I want you to stand up, give a great round of applause for our next speaker, Dr. Neil Cohen.
Yes! Here comes Naeem! Naeem Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos.
Woo! 63 years old, I can still get on a stage. Hey, you know what I'm looking forward to tonight? The future DC, Sarah Dooley. Yeah. I cannot wait. You know, I'm used to batting second in the Little League. I batted second. I got on base, and she's going to drive me home. So we're going to have a good night tonight. Sarah Dooley, where's my presentation? Come on, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. There it is. See, that says philosophy of the art. I know you can't see it because Keynote doesn't translate with PowerPoint, but you see, philosophy is my jam. The art is not what I would consider my jam. So Danny said you're going to speak at Mile High this year, and you're going to speak about the art. So I'm going to speak about the philosophy of the art. And here's my concerns. Here's what I want to achieve. I want to achieve the perpetuation and the future of an incredibly great profession. That's number one. Number two, I want to minimize and just eviscerate any divisions that we have. And number three, I want to tell you what's going on at Sherman College. Are you in?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, my name's Dr. Neil Cohen. I'm the Senior Vice President of Sherman College, and I love chiropractic. And I see chiropractic in everything. Joel?
At that time, I told a story which I think bears repeating today. It's a story written by H.G. Wells called The Valley of the Blind. And it's interesting how, even though H.G. Wells knew nothing of chiropractic, he wrote about chiropractic thinking in this story. Somehow, whatever I read seems to remind me of chiropractic. That's like the fellow who went to a psychiatrist because he had a problem. And the psychiatrist gave him a Rorschach test. He made these ink blots and showed the man the ink blot and said, "What is it?" And the man looked at the ink blot and he said, "Well, that's easy. That's a man and woman making love." And the psychiatrist looked at the ink blot and he couldn't quite understand the analysis. So he put it down and he took another one. And he showed that to the man and he says, "What's that?" And without a second's hesitation, the man said, "Aha, that's a man and woman making love." And the psychiatrist thought there's something weird going on here. He then took a plain piece of paper and drew on it a single line and said, "What's that?" The man said, "Well, that's a man and a woman making love." And finally, he took a last piece of paper and put in a tiny little dot. And he said to the man, "What's that?" And the man said, "That's easy. That's a man and a woman making love." And the psychiatrist said, "I can see your problem. You're a sex maniac." And the man said, "Me? You're the one who keeps drawing the dirty pictures." Apparently, whatever he looked at reminded him of only one thing. Well, whatever I look at reminds me of chiropractic. So here was a...
Whatever I look at reminds me of chiropractic. Chiropractic runs through my veins, and it runs through the veins of my family. And one of my great mentors is Dr. Reggie Gold, and he had just an incredible way of teaching chiropractic. So let's start off by talking about some first principles. We have a science, an art, and a philosophy. They are co-equal, co-glorious, and co-important. When we are not in balance, then we're not practicing chiropractic. Because chiropractic is about balance. Chiropractic is about collaboration without compromise. And I know, because philosophy is where I lean, I have to work harder at science and art. But it doesn't mean I work any less or they're any less important. So we can't have the divisions that we have in chiropractic about the art. Many things I'm going to tell you tonight are for you. They're not for your patients. They're for you to plant deep in your heart so you understand how to communicate this great message. Because we have a great message. We do have a lot of brands in chiropractic. These are automobile brands. And I looked at this and I said, well, we could just put techniques here, right? All these different techniques. The thing that I want you to understand is that in the automobile industry, number one, Toyota never fights with Honda. Number two, you have a hierarchy of automobiles. You have luxury automobiles, you have Rolls-Royce, and you have the fourth worst car ever made, the 1985 Yugo. Now, with that being said, they can all take you to the same place. So if you want to drive around in your Rolls-Royce and show how haughty and how wonderful you are, believe me, the Yugo can get you there as well. And so we have to understand there are many ways to deliver what we do. And if we are divisive within our own profession, it creates confusion for the public. We don't need any more confusion for the public. In fact, we need a strategic plan to help the public understand who we are and what we do and how important what we deliver is. Thank you. I want to share something with you, and I want to pre-frame what I'm about to say or what I'm about to show you. It's a very, very short video, and it was made in fun, and it was by one of our recent graduates, Dr. Victoria Pate. I have her permission to show it. I saw it on Instagram, and I said, I've got to show this to the Mile High audience just to make them laugh a little bit and chill them out. But one of the things that I want you to realize is that we have a variety of techniques, but the one thing that we do in the most loving and the most honoring way is we help people achieve their greatest and best self. And that's what we do. So take a look at this. Good is always the enemy of the best. Good is always the enemy of the best. We need more masters in chiropractic. We need more students to learn the art that they practice, the best that they can. One of the things that's happened over the last several years is we don't have as many masters as we used to. I've been in chiropractic since the 1970s, the late 70s. I graduated in the 80s, and there were people alive that are no longer alive today, masters.
Have an army.
We have a Hulk.
I got a jar of dirt.
I have osteoporosis. I have crippling depression.
I have magic hair that glows when I sing.
You have something I want.
You got a big mouth, you know that?
Oh! I have the high ground!
Have an army.
We have a Hulk.
I got a jar of dirt.
I have osteoporosis. I have crippling depression.
I have magic hair that glows when I sing.
You have something I want.
You got a big mouth, you know that?
Oh! I have the high ground!